Stone Roses and What the World is Waiting For, preceded by The Beats and You're Too Nice to Talk To. 13 minutes past eight, it's the Full English Breakfast Show. Are you partial to the odd glass of Baileys, Sarah?
Oh, yes.
Oh, do you like a bit of Baileys,
do you? I do, and the best is a Springbok.
A Springbok, what's that?
Yeah, but it's Baileys, it's a little shot that you have Baileys mixed with Mont. Crème de Mont. No, never tried it. Springbok.
But a B-52, which is Baileys, Kahlua and something else horrible.
No, but don't you have to light a B-52? I thought you had to...
You know more about it than I. You do have to light it. Baileys has launched a new Pina Colada edition of the classic Irish cream drink ahead of the summer. The new product called Baileys Colada features Baileys Irish cream mixed with tropical flavours including coconut and pineapple. I'd just rather have a normal pina colada. Baileys is usually associated with the Christmas, but the company says this limited edition version is the perfect treat for all your summertime occasions. The product is currently only available in the United States, but a spokesman says it will be available in Europe at around mid-April. The spokesman said, if you like pina coladas, what does that remind me of? You're in for an indulgent treat. The new limited edition and taste of summer indulgent Baileys Colada touches down next month. On the Baileys US website, the product is described as a blend of our irresistible Irish cream with the flavours of creamy coconut and sweet, juicy pineapple to create a smooth and creamy drink that's ready to serve straight from the fridge. Now, this delicious treat is best enjoyed over ice or blended with ice for a refreshing summertime cocktail. Baileys Colada is the best way to holiday this summer.
Why not?
What did it remind me of?
Oh, yeah. I was, yeah, I'll
you
tell
what?
You afterwards. No, this song, I'll tell you afterwards.
Rupert Holmes.
It's not right, this song, is
Escape.
It?
Escape.
Because imagine if it hadn't been her. Tired of my
lady. On to the Monday morning pop quiz. What are you laughing at?
No, I was just thinking as well with that song. Is that the first thing you'd say to her, is I didn't realise you like pina colada?
Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah, but you'd probably say, what the hell are you doing here? That would be the first thing you'd
probably
say. Yeah, you wouldn't like BR. I didn't know you liked pina coladas.
Would that be a good chess-up line?
You're looking for somebody else.
And if you were out sort of on the town and sidle up to, do you like pina coladas?
Go away.
Right, today's pop quiz. Question number one. It was on this day in 1992 that former US President Bill Clinton admits to marijuana use. He said, when I was in England, I experimented with it once or twice and I didn't like it. I didn't inhale it and I never tried it again. But which track did he declare as being one of his favourites? It was a Van Morrison track.
Moondance.
No.
Bright Side of the Road.
No. Is that your final answer?
No, can I have one more go?
Go on then, one more go.
That one,
when
I can't
ready.
Think of the name of it. Brown Eyed Girl.
Correct. Question number two. On this day in 1985, the movie Desperately Seeking Susan was premiered. Of course, Madonna, starring Madonna and Rosanna Arquette. What was Madonna's song from that film?
Causing a Commotion.
No, but that was a good song, wasn't it? I haven't heard that in a while.
Not really.
It was Into the Groove.
Oh, it's going to have another go.
No, you can't. No. And finally, on this day in 2016, Andy Newman from Thunderclap Newman died aged 73. Thunderclap Newman, of course, had a number one hit with Something in the Air. In which year?
1967.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No, it was 1969.
I was going to say that.
But you didn't.
That's not a very auspicious start to the week, is it? I'd rather have a pina colada and get caught in the rain. I'm not into yoga, I'm into champagne.
Vieira Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Help, help, lock up your grandmas. Potts is on the loose.
Free at last. We emerged from lockdown in England today, which is good news, of course, after, more than 3 months, I think it's been, actually. So there are certain things that we can do today that we haven't been able to do for a long time. We can meet friends and relatives in our gardens. We can have barbecues. I think up to two households can meet, or six individual people. Golf courses, outdoor swimming pools, although it's not much of a day for that, it has to be said. Outdoor swimming pools and tennis will reopen, so sports is back on the agendas, we make this long roadmap to freedom come alive.
Have you got a pool?
No.
You got a hot tub?
No.
No jacuzzi?
No jacuzzi.
Oh,
no,
come
we've
on.
Got a paddling pool.
Well,
not sure we'll be in that today.
Go
but
and
I
sit
can send you some pictures if you'd like.
Go and sit in the paddling pool and the dart you're on, it'll soon turn into a jacuzzi, won't it, really? I hope you've alerted the Cobham Fire Brigade to the fact that you might be having a barbecue at some point in the near future.
It'll be carnival across England today, let me tell you that. Tomorrow it's 22, 23 degrees. Freedom, I tell you, it's, the barbecue across the land will be certainly raging.
Well, no doubt you'll be receiving an email from Uncle Barclay soon saying get back to the office.
We're not at that point just yet. I don't think you're allowed to go back to work even until June, I want to say, but it's we're moving towards that point.
OK, markets, not a bad week last week, really.
It was actually a pretty good week, certainly given the fact there's lots of distractions for investors to overcome, the Central Bank of Turkey's developments, trouble in the Suez, and the debacle that is the vaccine program in Europe. But actually a calmer week for bond markets, investors taking a more considered approach to the threat of inflation and possible impact on monetary policy. Sentiment was helped by soothing words from Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen of the Senate Banking Committee. Testimony, the pair reiterated that inflation will move up over the course of the year, but stated it will be neither particularly large nor persistent. If you look at Treasury yields, 10-year finished the week at 1.68%, down from the previous week year high level of 1.75%. 7.1 basis point decline over the week was the biggest since December. In equities, investors brushed off concerns over extended lockdown measures in Europe and the prospect of prolonged travel restrictions. Instead, they preferred to focus on the growing recovery hopes in the United States amid the accelerated vaccine rollout, as Joe Biden doubled the goal of vaccinations in his first 100 days in office to 200 million. S&P 500 was up 1.6% over the week, it's up 4.3% this month. US banks registered gains after the Federal Reserve said that the institutions that passed stress tests could return additional capital. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 rose 0.8%, less than 2% away from a record reached in February 2020. Is up 5.4% in March, looks set for its fourth straight quarterly increase.
We're looking at a more volatile session today.
Certainly looks like that's going to be the case. This on reports that a large US hedge fund was forced to liquidate $20 billion worth of shares on Friday to meet a margin call. The block sales were centered around technology companies. Credit Suisse and Nomura have warned that they may face significant potential losses relating to the unwinding of trades by Archegos Capital Management. Nomura, whose shares are down 16% today, estimated that the amount of that claim against the US client could be as much as $2 billion. Credit Suisse saying it's too early to quantify the exact size of the loss, but it could be highly significant and material to first quarter results. Credit Suisse shares indicated to be down around about 7% at the open. The systemic risk, I think, still remains very low. Early signs are that it's going to be focused on certain banks and individual funds. In fact, European futures are positive this morning. If you look at the opening calls, you've got the FTSE up 3 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 34 points. CAC in Paris up 10 points.
And you lifted that line, Trouble in the Suez, from Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, didn't we?
I like that, Trouble in the Suez. I like that song. Do you like that song?
I do like it, yeah. And glad to see you did your bit in getting that massive ship refloated.
Well, I didn't really want it refloated until later today. We do a Monday morning call and I wrote a whole piece on the impact of it.
Disso.
Only to wake up this morning for it
yes.
to be partially refloated.
Well, I wrote the business news this morning and then had to completely rewrite it about 10 to 7 because...
Exactly, real pain. Salvage experts have partially refloated that container ship, measures 400 metres, weighs 200,000 metric tonnes, has been blocking the 120-mile Suez Canal that links the Mediterranean and the Red Sea. We know the blockage has been affecting something like 12% of the global trade that travels through the canal and providing further disruption to already strained global supply chains. Some ships have been rerouted, it has to be said, and it will take something like around 2 to 3 weeks for the backlog to be cleared. Markets have been reacting to that. Crude prices are lower this morning. Crude down around about 2% today. So not a huge move. It takes some time, say, to unwind it. I think markets' attention in terms of energy markets will now turn to the OPEC Plus alliance Alliance meeting, which is taking place on Thursday. Members there are expected to keep production levels unchanged from May, but investment houses are predicting a large ramp up in supply come late summer.
Apparently, we're going to have a worldwide shortage of loo rolls. I hope you've got plenty and you'll need it.
Not that again. We had that in the first lockdown. The whole country went absolutely crazy. So I don't think we'll be experiencing that anytime soon.
Well, that's not it. No, it's apparently some Brazilian company, which is the worldwide leader in toilet roll manufacturing, is having supply problems.
Okay, haven't seen that, but okay. Well, you
just,
know.
Well, you heard it here first.
Okay.
You know, just pop down to White Church.
I mean, you'll
get...
be causing panic now across the Riviera, won't you?
No.
I mean, is that sensible?
Well,
is
no,
that a wise thing?
Nobody listens to anything I say anyway, so.
We all listen, believe me.
Well,
you move
just
markets, you pop... shape the world, you dedicate the headlines.
Get down to
world
Waitrose.
World leaders follow your every word.
Get down to Waitrose and buy yourself some Andrex Extra Soft.
You seem to be taking a worrying tone this morning. I'm not sure where it's all leading to, but I'll take your advice cautiously.
Foreign exchanges.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.37. Euro dollar coming in at 1.17.5. Going to get just below 1 euro and 17 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potson Barclays.
This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
A decisive week lies ahead for France concerning the COVID health crisis. Speaking to French media on Sunday, infectious disease specialist Benjamin Davido has said that the situation in hospitals is critical. The infectious disease specialist fears hospitals soon having to choose which patients to treat. While the outbreak of a third wave of COVID in France worries the medical world, which calls for stricter measures, French President Emmanuel Macron indicated in the Journal de Dimanche that nothing is decided concerning possible stricter measures and the closure of schools. A defence council is to be held on Wednesday, the 31st of March, to decide on a possible toughening of measures depending on the situation. According to Public Health France, the incident rate has increased sharply in the Alpes-Maritimes department, standing at 453 on Sunday, compared to 432 on Saturday and 404 last Monday, March the 22nd. In the Alpes-Maritimes, the British variant represents 89% of contaminations. Meanwhile, Strasbourg University Hospital Centre has alerted the regional health agency of a new variant of COVID-19 in Alsace. Monaco identified 21 new cases of COVID on Sunday, bringing the total number of residents affected to 2,248. 29 people are in hospital and 85 are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. National figures for France published on Sunday show that nearly 4,900 patients are currently in intensive care, almost reaching the peak of the second wave last November. 27,712 people are hospitalised with COVID, including 1,017 new admissions in the last 24 hours. 131 patients died in hospital on Sunday from the coronavirus. That's compared to 194 the day before. Meanwhile, France will recover at least 2 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from a stock of 29 million recently discovered in Italy. The doses were discovered during an inspection carried out at a site of the Swedish-British pharmaceutical group. Spain is set to require from tomorrow, Tuesday the 30th of March, a negative PCR COVID test taken within 72 hours for anyone crossing the land border from France. The measure affects anyone aged 7 and over and comes amid Spain ramping up COVID restrictions. Only those working in transportation and cross-border workers will be exempt, along with those who live in the border zone as long as they remain within a 30-kilometre radius of their home. In other news, thousands of people have demonstrated across France to demand real climate change. Some 180 demonstrations took place in several cities ahead of a meeting by Parliament to discuss a legal text to tackle climate change. The law to be discussed by Parliament aims at reducing greenhouse emissions by 40% by 2030. Air France employees have demonstrated against the closure of bases in Marseille, Nice and Toulouse. The group's management confirmed that it was studying the closure of its bases for its flight personnel as part of the restructuring of its domestic network. 80 Air France employees demonstrated on Sunday at Marseille-Provence Airport against the management's plan to close the bases in Marseille, Nice and Toulouse. Both the mayor of Nice, Kristin Estrosi, and local MP Eric Ciotti have criticised the move, indicating their intention to defend the employees and avoid closure. The Air France group lost €7.1 billion in 2020 due to the COVID crisis, with a collapse of 59% of its turnover compared to 2019. The village of Sulman in the Alpes de Haute-Provence has been completely evacuated due to a fire. The fire started around 2 p.m. on Sunday in two agricultural sheds. The hangars housed toxic products leading to the village being completely evacuated, including a flock of sheep. 65 firefighters were at the scene. The Alpes-Maritimes Prefecture has reportedly called for an end to allowing non-essential shops to sell their goods in front of their stores. Last week, several town councils, including Cannes, Antibes and Menton, authorised local non-essential businesses to offer their services and goods directly in front of their shop. The City of Nice has launched a call for projects for its artistic and cultural programme for the summer of 2021. It's inviting local artists, associations and professionals in the event, entertainment, culture and heritage areas to present projects and activities that will be held in the city's public spaces. They will be offered to the public free of charge, but funding will be granted by the City of Nice for successful projects. The call for applications is open until midnight on April the 25th. Finally, France's Stéphanie Frappart has become the first woman to referee a men's World Cup qualifier, overseeing the Netherlands' 2-0 win over Latvia in Amsterdam on Saturday. The match was another milestone for the referee, who in December became the first female official to take charge of a men's Champions League match. The 37-year-old was also the first woman to referee for the 2019 UEFA Super Cup final between Liverpool and Chelsea and made her Europa League debut in October.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Not giving you a whistle.
It's Frampar, not Lampar, nearly. Why not?
You'd look all right in a pair of shorts, though.
That'd be quite good.
You'd be brandishing red cards all over the place.
I wouldn't be able to run fast enough.
You'd be sending
off
all the Chelsea players,
wouldn't you? I miss that.
For tripping over a blade of grass. Formula One, Lewis Hamilton held off Max Verstappen in a thrilling finish to the opening Grand Prix of the season in Bahrain on Sunday. Verstappen actually took the lead from Hamilton with four laps to go, but was forced to hand the position back because he'd overtaken by running off the track. The move, which was ordered by race control, cost the Red Bull driver victory, and he never quite got close enough again to challenge Hamilton. Valtteri Bottas in the second Mercedes ended third, with Lando Norris capping a great weekend for McLaren by finishing fourth. The Ferraris ended sixth and eighth respectively, and were way off the pace of the front runners. The next race is the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix at Imola on April the 18th. But that's how to defend a lead. Hamilton really, really drove his socks off there, and it was a really good finish. Football, there were several European World Cup qualifiers on Sunday, including England, who won 2-0 in Albania. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. England maintained their winning start to their 2022 World Cup qualifying campaign with a comfortable victory away to Albania. It's now two wins out of two for Gareth Southgate's side. The Tottenham Hotspur striker Harry Kane and the Chelsea midfielder Mason Mount were on target in England's 2-0 success in Tirana. This report comes from the BBC's football correspondent John Murray.
This for England was almost the textbook win in a qualifier in Eastern Europe. England dominated possession from the outset, and while Uzoni wasted a good opportunity for Albania on the counter-attack, Harry Kane made the breakthrough for England shortly before half-time, the captain heading in his first England goal since 2019 from a sure cross, and they pushed on from there. A Kane shot hit the bar, Foden had one touched onto a post, and it was all over when Mount finished well after being set up by Kane. So two wins out of two on the road to Qatar sets things up nicely for the sterner test of Poland at Wembley on Wednesday.
The BBC's football correspondent John Murray reporting. The Manchester United striker Anthony Martial suffered an injury and had to go off in France's 2-0 World Cup qualifier win away to Kazakhstan. Martial's United teammate Paul Pogba was in the starting lineup for the World Champions after the French boss Didier Deschamps said on the eve of the game that the midfielder needed regular game time to rediscover his best form. Pogba played for 60 minutes. And Chelsea player Christian Pulisic was on target with a goal for the United States in their 2-1 international friendly win away to Northern Ireland. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Chelsea, eh? Mason Mount, Chelsea. Christian Pulisic. Scotland were held to a 1-1 draw in Israel in their game yesterday. Cricket, India wrapped up the one-day series against England with victory in the third match. India made 329 all out from 48.2 overs. In reply, England looked dead and buried at 207 before Sam Curran made 95 not outs to take them within a whisker of victory. England ended on 322 for 9 from 50 overs, handing India a 7-run win and a 2-1 series victory. Rugby Union, there was one game in the Gallagher Premiership in England on Sunday. Leicester beat Newcastle 26-12. And in the Guinness Pro 14, Dragons beat Edinburgh 24-17. And in golf, Billy Horschel beat fellow American Scotty Scheffler to win the WGC match play in Austin, Texas. Scheffler won the second hole, but Horschel chipped in to win the fifth and was two ahead by the ninth. Eight holes on the back nine were half, with Horschel parring the 17th to win the match.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almara Sea and the Var, the general situation, high pressure, 1,030 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3, the sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,031 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 3, southwesterly winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable or easterly, force 2 to 3, the sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,030 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Clear skies, light to moderate variable winds today. Temperatures 18 or 19 degrees. Overnight lows 10 or 11 degrees with clear skies. Tuesday and Wednesday, better get the sun cream out. Highs of 19 to 22 degrees. You'll be saying it's too hot soon, won't you?
Certainly will.
Finally.
Scientists are baffled by strange radio emissions coming from a distant galaxy cluster that's shaped like a giant jellyfish. Images generated of the source of the strange sound show it having a head and tentacles. Adding to the mystery is that the cosmic jellyfish only emits the lowest radio frequencies and cannot be detected higher up the scale. It's also enormous and stretches across the 1.2 million light years and is located in a cluster of galaxies 340 million light years from Earth. Science News reports that they are at least between 2 billion years old and they probably have supermassive black holes at their centres. It was earlier this week that scientists shared a new image of a supermassive black hole which conveys the true chaos of space.
Cosmic jellyfish.
Yep, heard it all now.
Could be a psychedelic music group, couldn't it?